One of Detroit's biggest eyesores is finally getting torn down for good. WWJ's Ryan Marshall joins us live with more. Good afternoon, Ryan.
Well, good afternoon, Tony. The city of Detroit began tearing down the old 3.5 million square foot Packard Automotive plant on the city's east side after a judge gave the city permission to demolish it. The long abandoned building has been an eyesore for the city for many years. There was a lot of promise for the site when Peruvian developer Fernando Palazuelo bought it in 2013 with a promise to revitalize the plant into a $350 million mixed use development. But 10 years later, nothing has been done. Mayor Mike Duggan says it's time to bring it down.
A lot of legal action. First, the court ordered the owner to take it down. He ignored him. Then he ordered him to pay us when we take it down. He's ignored that too. He's failed to pay his taxes on most of the buildings, but we are moving forward. It's going to cost us $1.6 million to take down what is basically two blocks of this project.
And Mayor Duggan says that the process to take down the entire plant, the portion that's usable, will take 2 years. The initial phase of the demolition will be finished in December. On the city's east side, I'm Ryan Marshall, WWJ News Radio 950.